Welcome to The Dark Work Daily, the podcast that delves into the depths of perseverance and resilience to unlock your true potential. I'm your host, Anthony Trucks, and together we'll explore the gritty world of tackling the hard work head on, day in and day out. Join us as we navigate through the shadows, honing our skills, and building the foundation for your future success. Get ready to embrace the challenge because here at Dark Work Daily, we believe that by facing the darkness, we illuminate the path to greatness. Welcome to your daily dose of determination and growth. Welcome to the Dark Work Daily.
Oh, we're back. Friday's here. Back home. Got the chance to dive into the home projects, everything locked and loaded here. Got through some good emails. I'm all caught up to speed. But then tomorrow morning, I fly out to Colorado Springs with my wife to go watch our oldest son run in the Pac-12 championships. He runs the 110 hurdles, and he's last year took fourth place in the Pac-12s. So he's got a shot, man. You know, he's got a shot at doing something, but he's got to push. He's got to fight. And I think today's topic has to do with what I give him as recommendations and ideas, which is you got to find the assassin in you, man. You got to find that killer instinct. Like we all have it. Some people aren't comfortable with it. They're afraid of that part of them. Football trained me to get to the point of knowing who that person was, what it felt like to have him on duty, and then how to put him back away. And you have to have that. You can't step on the field and not have this mentality of, I'm going to dominate every person I come across. Will I? No. But I have to believe I can. I'm talking believe to my core. It must surprise me when you beat me. And the truth is, when you play like that, when you function like that, it's how you get to higher levels. How I got to where I got. It wasn't an accident. I didn't, you know, accidentally get to the highest level in the world for my sport. It's because I found a way to tuck into that space within myself so many people fear, which is that aggressive, competitive, ferocious, violent part of them. That part of you that is an assassin, that has a killer instinct that comes out. And the thing is, he only needs to have it for 13 seconds. It ain't got to be all day. That person doesn't belong in the waking world all day long. But that person has a place. You got to find that person because, to be honest, that's the one that's keeping you from your place you want to go. Sounds weird to say it that way, right? But there's a competitive part of you. There's an instinctual part that must tuck in and fire up when you got to get to that next level, because there's going to be moments in time that are having a lot of moments this week alone where you've been in front of something you didn't want to do and you found a way to avoid it. And it's still on the schedule and it's still on the docket. It ain't been done. And the reason it hasn't been done is because you haven't found that killer instinct that goes, I'm going to kill this right now. I'm going to get this thing done. I will find a way to complete this come hell or high water. When that becomes your accessible human, a certain part of your identity you can waken when it's necessary, you will find yourself standing in front of more success than you could have ever imagined. You'll be afraid of what's coming. You'll be literally afraid of the success. I've seen people have so much success that scares them. They don't know what to do with it. They end up squandering it. Different conversation for a different time. But the truth is, if you want to have that next thing you want, man, you got to find a way to activate this person. And to be honest, again, it's in you. You can stockpile this power, though. It's about doing that dirty, gritty, hard work. It's about locking in when you don't want to lock in. It's about getting the thing you don't want to get done because it needed to be done, because you said you would do it. See, that person right there, that one that has that ability to activate something different right now is because of what they did not right now, well before now. This is the root of dark work. I try to give you different perspectives and angles and examples of how to find it, but I'm telling you right now, that's it. It is that simple, but not easy. Because it ain't easy to take a look at your calendar and know you got so many things to get done and you can't find the time to get things done. So you feel like you did a whole bunch of everything, right? But you got nothing done. I know the feeling. It's debilitating at times. There's just so many things that just seem to be stacking and stacking and stacking. You can't make progress. And you got this goal and aspiration to get somewhere. But on top of that, you have things that have got to get done to keep the machine moving, right? To keep it all afloat. But I'm going to tell you right now, that's not going to get smaller. Like the stuff on your plate doesn't get easier. It's still those things you got to get done on a daily basis. You have to expand your plate, expand your capacity to be able to do more. You have to actually make yourself better. The way you do it is by giving yourself moments that build the muscle that make you stronger. You put that on your docket and you knock it out. You put it on the calendar and you get it done. So the truth is, man, that's what I want for you. I want for you to have this space inside of you that is capable and willing to do some things that are outside of your norm, and to be able to do them in a space of pure power, pure confidence, because you've worked well in advance, because you know how hard you worked, and you know what is in you. So because you know this, you're willing to go and fight for it differently. That killer instinct I talk about. Because to be honest, like, it's not about killing, right? You know what I'm talking about. It's about having that decisiveness of this is going to take place. And there's some part of me that will not settle until I've got what I wanted. Right? That's what it's about. It's always this thought of, like, you get to keep what you kill in the world of, you know, I think we'll call it like hunting, right? Keep what you kill. If you kill it in life, you get to keep that success, keep that pride, keep that power. But it takes a killer instinct to have that activated. It takes a killer instinct to have that come out and be there when you need it most. As opposed to backing down and questioning, having imposter syndrome, you lean in with a violence, with a ferocious fight that somebody never saw you have and you never saw you have, but you have because of what you've done. So stack wins. Put in work. Because when it comes down to it, man, we're all running a race. Like my son's running a race. We're in a race of life. And the idea is you're going to have hurdles, just like he has hurdles. But if you attack the hurdles, this is literal how he's taught. If you can attack the hurdles and focus on running, and then you navigate the hurdles when you get to them, you fly. When you do that, you go into a zone, and it's just almost like it's a second nature. You're going too fast to think. You just got to go and go. And the thing is, when you're in that speed, in that flow, in that zone, man, something magical happens. But it happens much easier when you get that killer instinct inside of you. So do the work, stack the wins, and let that person come to play when it's needed.
Thank you for joining us on another empowering episode of The Dark Work Daily. Remember, the journey towards success is not always easy, but by embracing the challenges and doing the hard work daily, you are paving the way for a brighter future. Keep pushing forward, stay resilient, and never underestimate the power of your own perseverance. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe for more inspiring content. And until next time, keep shining your light by embracing the darkness. This is Anthony Trucks, signing off from The Dark Work Daily.